This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1527. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 23rd, wrong frequencies from Albania, Madagascar, Uganda, UK. Ramadan extensions from Chad and Djibouti. Eritrea versus Ethiopia, Madagascar via Miami. More news from Australia, Canada, China, India, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Kurdistan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Tajikistan, Modesto. Quran from Michigan and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's another one of those odd leapfrog mixing products where you hear a shortwave station far from where it ought to be, and you can figure it out mathematically. Wolfgang Büschel sends this item on to us from his BCDX. In eastern Austria, Patrick Robich was hearing China Radio International in German on 8790. This was at 16 UT. So it was coming from Albania, scheduled in German, on 5970 and 7380, 8790 being exactly the same distance further up the band that the fundamental frequencies are from each other. One of the most challenging DX catches currently is Radio Simban in New South Wales, that 120-meter band station we've mentioned a number of times, which is a Greek ethnic outlet. The power isn't very much, although we're not sure quite how much they're running at the moment, but it still does get out pretty well. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger in Bathurst, New South Wales, has a very good signal here through the local daylight hours. Back on the 10th of July, for example, heard at 0345 UT in the middle of the day from their latest transmitter site change. But it also made it to Florida, where Robert Wilkner says the only time he has been able to log it was on the 11th of August. At 10:50 to 11:05, he was getting some music on their distinctive frequency, 2368.5 kHz. And also reported from Sweden by Stig Adolfsson in Shortwave Bulletin. This was also on the 11th of August at 20 UT. He measured it on 2368.482. Well, he says most likely Radio Simban, since there was Greek music and sparse talk. It peaked at 2015 UT, but barely QSA 2. The other Aussies in the 120-meter band were rather strong that evening. This one faded out just after 2030. And we're also waiting on another new private shortwave station on 120 or 90 meters from Australia. Craig Seeger in Australian DX News says, I had some recent dealings with Craig Allen in Sydney, who holds licenses for both 2355 and 3210. And while he hasn't ruled out operating on these frequencies, my take on it would be there is nothing on the near horizon. He still has the shortwave transmitter, and the original intention was to employ DRM technology. He says he did give me a nifty Galcom solar-powered fixed-frequency radio for 3210 and suggested I fire it up from time to time just in case. Well, it may be nifty, but I fail to see why anyone would want one, which only tunes a single frequency currently with no stations to be heard. Of course, stations handing them out hope to have a captive audience. Canada is losing more and more AM stations, as we reported. CHSC in St. Catharines, Ontario, is required to close down for numerous infractions at the end of August from 1220 kHz. But another 1220 station in Ontario is already off the air. Andy Reid in Ontario tells us that CJUL in Cornwall has been closed. But in this case, they're just moving to FM like so many other AM stations, doing it voluntarily. The Toronto X-band station on 1610 CHHA applied to increase its nighttime power, but this has been denied by the CRTC. as Dean McIntyre forwards that news to us. They denied it because the station has not fulfilled all the required regulations as it should have, but apparently for no other reason. We conclude that the CBC Northern Quebec service must be the lowest priority at the Sackville transmitter site because it gets the most defective transmitter on 9625. We've heard it putting out spurs in various parts of the 31-meter band, the latest instance being just before sign-off at 0503 UT August 19th, when we were hearing distorted spurs around 9600 and 9650. And on the fundamental, it was also distorted. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been monitoring Radio Diffusion Nationale Tchadienne from Chad on 6165, their current one and only shortwave frequency. August 20th, signing on at 0427 with their Balafone IS, followed by National Anthem. The next morning, August 21st, it signed on at 0430 abruptly with French Talk. However, it's covered by Radio Nederland half an hour later. Then in the evening, on August 21st, he found it running a bit later than usual until sign-off at 2301. That was a Saturday. And on Sunday, they signed off at 2230. I believe each of those is half an hour later than normal, and we may assume that they've been slightly extended for Ramadan. Weekday sign-off, except on Saturdays, normally being at 2200. Still hearing some Firedrake musical jamming from China. I check the bands nearly every morning. Here are the frequencies I heard between August 18th and 22nd, and between 12 and 14 UT, but not all of them every morning. 8400, 10500, 14700, 16100 kilohertz. Here's another extension for Ramadan in Hardcore DX Eike Bierwirt in Germany. It says Djibouti on 4780 has extended its schedule by 1 hour. Heard August 20th, closing with National Anthem at 2200 UT and off the air at 2202 and a half. He says it helps to listen on the lower side band due to the utility interference on the high side. The Eritreans and Ethiopians are stepping more and more on each other's frequencies as their radio war escalates. In BCDX, Mikhail Timofeyev in Russia reports that Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea was heard on new 9710 at 1640 UT, August 16th, parallel to 7140 and 7165. Those latter two, of course, in the ham band where they hop around quite a bit, as Wolfgang Büschel points out. 9710, of course, being a longtime Ethiopian frequency, so the Eritreans are trying to jam it. Also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, a new frequency for VOBM Eritrea, 9710.03. Heard August 20th, signing on at 0355 with their interval signal and talk after 0400 and some Horn of Africa music. This time it was parallel to 7175, which was poor with a noise jammer. And Brian reports, one of the numerous clandestines to Ethiopia via Samara Russia, Radio Bilal, 15350, at 1800 UT, signing on August 22nd with local chants, opening announcements, and ID in Amharic. I was wondering last week what the name Bilal means, B-I-L-A-L, and the answer soon came from two of our contributors. Tariq Zaidan from Egypt, but now living in Denmark, says, "It's hard to tell the meaning, but I guess they're referring to Bilal ibn Rabah, one of the first followers of Islam in Mecca with the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH. Bilal was known in Islamic history as the first muezzin, calling out the prayers you may hear while listening to Arabic radio stations five times a day. So the station is somehow connected to the Islamic movement. The name Bilal could be the call for their radio station. Slightly different answer comes from Dmitry Medzin in Kazan, Russia, who I believe speaks Arabic. He says Bilal is an Arabic word used as a male name by some Muslim nations. It corresponds to the English healer, or maybe healing, a positive name for the opposition radio. Aka Peterson in Denmark tells the DX India group that All India Radio in Kursiong 4895 has been reactivated. He had not heard it since July, but it was back on August 18th, heard until sign-off at 1700, after typical film songs in Hindi, with comments believed to have been in Nepali. He says, I passed the station in a Jeep in April when I was touring India, and it was off the air at that time. Al Muik in Afghanistan says he heard All India Radio Kolkata on 5040, August 20th at midnight 28 in Hindi with music. A beautiful carrier, except the modulator is shot. Modulation distorted and unable to provide enough power to completely modulate the signal. Strong carrier, no interference, moderate fading. Now about RRI Indonesian regionals. Fak Fak on 4790, reported by Mark Davies in Anglesey, UK, August 20th at 1827. A man chanting and then a woman talking, a weak signal. He made a recording. He's pretty sure that's what it is. Ron Howard in California says, not a bad recording for reception that far away on the northwest coast of Wales. And from northwest England, Noel Green adds, quite remarkable reception of Fak Fak. It could be one of the first in Western Europe. Further north in Scandinavia, they may have heard it, but not further south. He says, I've tried for it, but the noise level is just too high. He did hear Jambi on 4925 with Quran a little after 1900 UT. And he says, I think I could recognize Indonesian on 4790, so not an extended transmission from Rawalpindi. Now see if you can pick up 4605 RRI Serui, which is on the same island as Fak Fak. Mark Davies also heard Jambi on 4925 on the 19th of August with chanting starting at 1903 UT, lasting about 5 minutes with some gaps in between. Could be they're on the air a bit earlier for Ramadan, which also helps DXers to the west. In BCDX, Gerhard Verdin, visiting Thailand, has continued to try to pick up Indonesians. He says Serui has not been heard either in the local morning around 2200 or in the evenings between 11 and 15 on 4606. And in Colorado, Coomer DX, John Wilkins has also been trying for it. It had been on 4604.93, but he says as of August 22nd, it's been silent for at least the last 12 days around 1200 UT. They had been the best low-band Indonesia station most mornings. If you hear an American accent on 9495, it's probably Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, or as they like to call that broadcast, the Voice of Justice, between 0130 and 230 UT. I was almost fooled when I tuned in at 0206 August 21st. Could it be another Voice of America service? No, Iran likes to put North American accents on the air from people disagreeing with U.S. policy toward Iran. The ID at 0211 left no doubt. Voice of Justice live from Tehran. So that apparently means those poor announcers have to work from 5 to 6 a.m. local time. Coming up next, the collapse of global imperialism. Following the floods in Leh, Kashmir, Alakesh Gupta in New Delhi says, All India Radio Leh was back on their medium wave frequency 1053, August 18th at 1404, 3 days before he was hearing Bangladesh on the frequency. And the next day, the shortwave channel 4760 from Leh was also back on the air, August 19th, signing on at 0130, followed by Ladakhi songs. Via BCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on Voice of Kurdistan as monitored between the 8th and 14th of August. two different frequencies with different services on 3931, songs from 0140UT, a hymn at 0201, news, etc. at 0204, and closing down at 0234. The other one on 4891, carrier from 0258, ID at 259, 0301, the same hymn as heard an hour before on the other frequency, and news. He says each day the frequencies vary up to 2 or 3 kilohertz, and they're jammed by Iran. The Pleiadix, Aki Petersen in Denmark, has a similar report, but apparently concerning a different clandestine voice of Iranian Kurdistan, believed to be in Salah al-Din, northern Iraq. Heard August 15th and 16th, signing on at 0301 until 0340, starting out on 4879.95, but at 0318 it jumped to 4889.02 due to jamming, which followed it to the other frequency. Previously, some months ago, it had been on 4775. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1527. Consult our website for a great deal more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who says the detail of your loggings and your frankness in expressing your opinions are a boon to the hobby. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or one may send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Last week we had a report from Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil about the latest frequency for Star Radio Liberia, which has been jumping around the 75-meter band, 3960, as of August 17th. Four nights later, August 21st, they were still, or again, on 3960, heard before and after 0700UT. Could it be they've finally decided to stay on that frequency? Only further monitoring will tell. On August 19th at 1744, Jari Salonainen in Finland heard an Afro-sounding station on 4910 upper sideband. However, there was nothing on 5010 at the time, so he figured it must be Madagascar, 100 kilohertz off its nominal frequency, some mistake, perhaps. This was also reported by David Sharp in New South Wales, only once at the same time on the 14th of August. However, at that time it was in the AM mode rather than USB, but still quite possibly Madagascar. Jari checked again and decided it was definitely Madagascar, heard past 1900 UT, but gone by 1947. Furthermore, it was on 4910 upper the next morning at 0350 UT, August 20th, reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. And again, there was nothing on its correct frequency, 5010. It may have been a punch-up error. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil found it back on 5010, however, the next morning, August 21st, at 0305. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan figures it must have been a mistake. He says it was also heard on August 19th only, but not on the 20th or 21st. Then checking Perseus data, around 1800 UT, it was not heard on the 14th, 15th, or 16th of August, but it was there on lower sideband on August 17th and 18th, around 1810. I've been inspecting the website of World Christian Broadcasting to see if there's any progress in Madagascar, where they're setting up a big new shortwave station, or in Alaska and getting the second transmitter back on the air from KNLS. Unfortunately, they don't put any dates, exact dates, on their comments, but the Russian section was still apologizing for having only one broadcast on the air at 17 UT on 11765. So I guess maybe it's still only one transmitter, which also means only one English broadcast at 1200 on 7355, although I've not heard it lately. Furthermore, I found some more news from World Christian Broadcasting, which is headquartered in Franklin, Tennessee. They say Spanish programming into Cuba will begin in a few weeks. until we were able to turn on the signal in Madagascar, yes, which they plan to use to broadcast to Latin America, we'll be purchasing 30 minutes of time each week from Radio Miami. This will probably be on Monday evenings. And we also find that the Spanish broadcast via WWRB 5050 is actually sponsored by KNLS, as it were, the Open Bible con la Biblia Abierta. It's from 9 p.m. for 3 hours on Mondays. That is 0100 to 0400 UT Tuesdays. Visiting Thailand, Gerhard Verdin from Germany reports to BCDX on his monitoring of neighboring Myanmar. He says there are three different programs between 10 and 13 UT from Myanmar Radio, plus the defense station on 5770. He was listening from August 13th to 20th, and here's what he heard on 5770 Defense Forces Broadcasting, 0630 past 730, and also at 1230 to 1430 UT. On 5915 Myanmar Radio, the weakest of all the frequencies, probably not 50 kilowatts, heard from 0915 to 1315, mostly music, but always different from the other frequencies. 5985, actually it's closer to 5986, Myanmar Radio signing on tentatively at 0930, heard past 1500. But there is no English, has had been scheduled at 1400, 1430, or 1500. On 7200, signing on at 10.05 to 10.08, once the 9730 frequency closes down. It's heard daily to approximately 1300. And as for 9730, Myanmar Radio, August 19th at 0308 with English news by a female voice, ending the international news at 3:14, then into English and Burmese pop music. On the 20th of August at 0700, this is Myanmar Radio with our second English transmission. Local news about elections, international news, weather. Lovely music at 0708. End of transmission announcement at 0730, but continuing in Burmese until 0958, when that was closing down and off the air at 10.05 when switching to 7200. Scott Walker in Pennsylvania reports to shortwave programs. Time for High Life on the Voice of Nigeria, Saturday at 18.30 on 15120. Coming in pretty well. Good music. Enjoy it while you can, he says. Also in Pennsylvania, Brian Alexander was listening to 15120 on August 22nd. From 18.03 with English news, Afropop music, but there was a 4-minute break in transmission at 18.15, poor and weak in noisy conditions. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX, Tajik radio presumed on 4765.05 August 17th from midnight 18, with subcontinental music and studio announcements. No doubt in Tajik with haunting flute music, Middle Eastern sounding. He says it was gradually fading toward 0100 UT, nice gray line reception this time of year, peaking around midnight 25 with about 75% readability. We'll have to wait until late November for the best opportunity to hear their English transmissions at 1300 on 7245 when that is near gray line to his location, if the auroral zone does not suck up the signal. Following up last week's report from Zacharias Liangas in Greece that Uganda was on 7195, starting at 1600 UT, it's still being reported by Dave Kenny in England in the British TX Club. He says they're on their daytime frequency instead of 4976, the nighttime frequency, heard with a weak signal around 1700. Past 18:30 and still at 19:50 UT on the 19th of August. Martin Groot in Netherlands also heard it on the 19th, 7194.98 at 19:32 to 21:17 in English with a DJ playing Western pop music. It cut off abruptly at 21:17 in the middle of a song. This appearance within the exclusive 40-meter ham band, of course, set off the ham intruder watchers in Germany and Kenya. trying to go through official channels to get Uganda off that frequency. Here's another station showing up where it should not, but this time it's not a Leapfrog mixing product, but the difference between two fundamental frequencies. Deutsche Welle in German heard on 7705 by Niels Schiffhauer in Germany, ADX. Via BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel finds that it's 13780 minus 6075. For the transmission between 16 and 20 UT via Wolferton, UK. He thinks it's from one of their very old transmitters dating from World War II, 1943. Some American medium wave news. If you hear Quran around sunset on 1090 kilohertz, it could be WCAR in Livonia, Michigan, a station originally named for the automobile capital of the world, Detroit. Harold Froge in Midland, Michigan, reports it on the 18th of August at 0155 UT. He says, I've been hearing Quranic chanting and subcontinental music after midnight UT the past few days. Finally heard a phone number which matched that of WCAR. However, it mixes with Baltimore and others. I researched this a bit further and found that until just over a year ago, WCAR was Michigan Catholic Radio. They were wanting to buy the station outright. They'd just been buying time on it, but that fell through. Now it's owned by Barak Broadcasting and is apparently brokered religion, so it may not be only Islam. Artie Bigley forwards an item from radioinfo.com that the 5-kilowatt full-time station that Pappas Radio of Modesto, California built to replace 860 KTRB that it moved into San Francisco is going off the air. KMPH went on the air in July 2006, originally playing modern standards, in March 08 switching to conservative talk as Patriot 840. Now Pappas Radio says it's going to sign the station off the air August 31st at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. They blame it on the ongoing national, state, and local economic downturn combined with insufficient growth in revenue. He says the company is no longer willing to fund the station's operating losses. However, they say when circumstances permit, KMPH will return to the airwaves. Has anyone heard Radio Vanuatu lately on 5055? In Australian DX News, Gavin Hellyer in Victoria did report it way back on the 8th of July, weak but clear with fades in English at 2001 UT. However, at the end of July, a DX expedition by Craig Seeger on the New South Wales coast said it was missing between July 26th and 30th. The propagation outlook from FK Yanda, OK1HH, of the Czech Propagation Interested Group. The geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled August 26th and 27th. Quiet on the 28th to 30th. Active to disturbed on August 31st. Unsettled to active September 1st. Quiet September 2nd to 4th. Unsettled to active on the 5th. Quiet to unsettled the 6th and 7th. And quiet again by September 8th. And that's World of Radio number 1527. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show and will hear me again next week.